in the KSRO greenhouse. Steve Garner, along with Gwen Kilcher, celebrating 32 years on the air, the longest running radio gardening show in the country, I might mention. And that's because of your interest and participation, calling and emailing and participating in the show. And we're able to attract great guests just like today with reps from the Redwood Empire chapter of the Rare Fruit Growers. And their big Scion Exchange is coming up next Saturday. We want you to put that on your calendar before the show ends today. We have a lot to cover. And of course, you have the combined expertise of three of the top members of the Rare Fruit Exchange in the greenhouse today with Gwen and Steve. If you have fruit tree related questions, any gardening questions, of course, you'll have four experts to tackle your gardening questions during this hour. 636-1350. Nobody on hold at this moment, so I would suggest you get in early so we can answer your gardening questions. Of course, you can shoot us that email too with the question, steve@ksro.com. If you want to shoot a photo or two of maybe a fruit tree in distress and you want our experts to take a look, they'd be glad to do that. So, Keith, let us start off with, why should we go to the Scion Exchange? What is there for us that we don't want to miss?
We'll be giving away hundreds and hundreds of varieties of free cuttings that people can graft to their fruit trees, and we'll be giving free grafting lessons the entire time, 10 to 1 at the Vets Building, and there'll be pruning, regular pruning demonstrations, official grafting demonstrations, but there is constantly expert grafters doing grafting that you can stand close and see exactly what they're doing and see how simple it is to graft a fruit tree.
And it's $5 to get in?
It's $5 to get in, and it's not just us. The bee people will be there. Master gardeners are going to be there. People selling trees are going to be there. People bringing fruit to sell from their exotic farms. It is just a free-for-all of fruit.
And it's at the Vets Hall, isn't it?
Right across from the Sonoma County Fairgrounds.
And it's, you said 9 o'clock for early admission, is that right? And
10 o'clock? 9 o'clock is only for members. You can join at the door.
All right.
But if you're not a member, it's about, I think it's $39 to belong to the national organization for a year, which includes the magazine and all the other things that they do and invitations to special parties. We don't charge extra for being our chapter, but you have to be a member of National to get in before 10. Okay. General public lines up and swarms in at 10.
Okay, so we can get there at 8:45 and become a member next
you
Saturday?
You can. Right? We'll open up the membership table at 8:30.
Uh-huh. And is it cash and check, or what is it?
Cash and check. We don't take cards.
No credit cards.
No, but we don't have the ability.
And if I become a member, I get that beautiful full-color magazine, don't I?
If you want, but there is a cheapo version where you can get it online. But, you know, the magazine doesn't really look as good on your phone as it does when you're holding it in your hands with a glass of wine at sunset.
Okay. How many years has the Redwood Empire Rare Fruit Growers done this Scion Exchange? It's been a lot, hasn't it? Dave, you've been... You 20 years ago, at least.
I moved here 25 years ago, and it was going then, and it had been going before then in a kind of a decreased way, and we kind of got it started back up about 20 years ago, I think, Keith.
Approximately.
About 20, and it really has, in the last 20 years, blossomed into a very, very nice event.
So when we get into for the $5, we say, I want to graft a peach onto my apple tree. Could that be done or no?
No.
Okay.
So you can graft apples onto apples. You can graft pears onto pears. You can graft peaches, apricots, nectarines, plums, pluots, apriums, all onto one tree.
Oh, so we can have a fruit cocktail tree.
So you can have a fruit cocktail tree with that one.
Right.
But... apple, there are a lot of different varieties of apples, so you can feel free to put as many cultivars of apple onto one tree as you want. I have 29 on one currently, and there's more opportunity for more on it this year, so okay. That'll be fun.
Okay, so but anybody that's doing this knows these answers to these questions when we come and say, well, here's what I want to do. Someone will be able to say, well, you couldn't do that, but here's an alternative.
Sure, you just look for somebody in a brightly colored vest, and we have those people circulating the tables. They're kind of like the patent police, so they make sure that we take off everything off the tables that aren't patented so that we don't get sued because we don't like lawsuits, but we do like fruit. And so anybody can ask any of those people questions. We will have rootstocks available for sale. You can have them custom grafted right there, or you can learn how to do it and go do it at home.
Jane, good morning. You have a question for about a fig tree. Welcome to the show. Hi.
Hi. Many years ago, I was in a gardening class at the JC, and they gave us 12 or 15-inch cuttings of fig tree and said, plant this and it'll grow. I don't remember the specific instructions. There's probably more than that. But now I'm moving, and I want to take, I hate to leave that fig tree behind, but I want to take cuttings from it and start another fig tree at the new place. When is the right time? Is this the right time? And how do I need to do that? Do I put it in a pot first or straight in the ground? Or what is the recommendation?
You can just cut those sticks off and bury it about halfway in a pot. I do like about a dozen of them. If you have like a big 5-gallon can, you can stick them all into one if you really want to, and then you can kind of see which ones are developing roots and then plant that one in the ground. So then you're not wasting time with just sticking sticks in the ground, and you can kind of control the moisture level and things in the pot like that. But realistically, with figs, you don't even really need rooting hormone. They just root very, very easily. And this is the great time of year to do it. Anytime that it's dormant and you don't have that milky sap flowing, you're going to get better root production than if you did cuttings later on.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So figs are certainly one of the easier ones.
Absolutely. And we will have cuttings for things that are easy like that, too. So like figs or grapes, anything that you can just kind of stick in the ground and get a result out of.
You can reach the Redwood Empire Rare Fruit Growers. We have three members from the club in the KSRO greenhouse now. 636-1350, only one person on hold, or steve at ksro.com with any, and I mean any, fruit tree related questions. And of course, any general gardening questions for Gwen Kilcher. Luann from Santa Rosa, welcome to Garden Talk. What can we do for you this morning?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. This summer, I purchased three apple trees and a fig tree from the, I mean, little trees from the fig, from the rare fruit growers up at the farmer's market. I did not get them planted in the ground. They were in 5-gallon containers. So my question is now, when is a good time to plant them in my garden?
Now.
Now is a great time to plant. You know, you've got moisture in the soil. If your soil is not too muddy, get out there and plant those trees.
Okay. All right.
Well, that was all.
I would add, look online or any tree book about planting. Look at your dirt. You know, there's a saying, better a $1 tree in a $10 hole than a $10 tree in a $1 hole. Dig a big hole. Do go for netting if you need that. Amend if you need that. Don't leave too much tree sticking above. Prune it down when you plant it so your scaffolds come out low and your irritated root ball you've just moved has to support the minimal amount of top growth. In 2 or 3 years, you'll be ahead of where you would have been with that tree if you hadn't done a good job planting.
I will add, too, to what Keith said. Disturb the root ball a lot when you're doing it. It's dormant now. You want to kind of break those roots that have been in the pot because some of them will be running around and around and around. You want to kind of break all that apart. In fact, when I'm doing a tree out of a container, I often almost bare root that tree by taking all the potting soil out and just really disturbing the roots and letting them go out and grow out rather than around in a circle.
Let them breathe, huh?
Yes. Okay.
And Luann, if I could add one more thing, I'm thinking about in my soil. You know, I buy bare root fruit trees. In certain areas of my property, the soil's better than others. And if you're digging a hole in your soil and you're coming up with Play-Doh and, you know, clay, stuff that's sticking to your soil, then I suggest you just wait until early springtime when the soil has lost some of that moisture and it's a little bit more workable, and then you can go ahead and plant. I would do it then because a lot of times the roots are just going to sit there and rot. That clay soil holds a lot of water, and it should be amended somewhat before you go ahead and plant in that heavy clay, yucky soil.
Yeah, I do have clay soil. I have a raised garden beds. I raised up to about excuse me, my waste. So my garden soil is really good, but it's down kind of below that in the ground. It is clay. I have been amending it. I do have gopher wire. So I probably will have to amend it some. I was expecting to do that. So early spring would be March?
It depends. It depends. We could still be getting rain in March, and then you're going to have to wait. But okay. You just wait for that opportune moment, that opportune time, where you could just dig in the soil, and the soil is easy to work with. It's not sticking to your shovel. You're not getting big, right, you know, clay balls, Play-Doh-looking stuff. And that way you know that the soil organic all the organic matter is mixed into the soil properly, and you don't have any air pockets in the soil when you fill the hole back up. Just wait and be patient. If you can't do it now, like I said, then you just wait. But if you can, if the soil is, you know, not sticking to your shovel and you can make a nice hole, then go ahead and get it in the ground as soon as you can.
You want to try to get it in the ground before it starts breaking dormancy, because once it starts breaking dormancy, then your ability to overcome the transplanting is a little bit harder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, so much. I'm excited about getting them in.
Well, you got your money. You got your money's worth from that question.
I got my money's worth, and the deer even came by and helped me. They did a real nice trimming and ate all the leaves off the apples.
Thanks so much. Good to hear from you. We'll take a quick break. Come back. We could take more calls now. 636-1350 for the Redwood Empire Rare Fruit Growers and Gwen Kilcher. Special hour of Garden Talk this morning. Don't miss today's Good Food Hour with Chef John Ash as we welcome chef and cookbook author Fiona Bird, who's coming to us live from Scotland. She will be in the KSRO kitchen today. She's doing a seminar on foraging and seaweed gathering, as she's done for the last 30, 40 years in Scotland. She'll be joining John Ash and me live in the KSRO kitchen today. Don't miss that show.
Traffic on the fives, weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
Does healthy eating habits fit into your New Year's resolution? Then shop the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market for fresh local produce. It's important to know where your food comes from, and you can meet the local farmers and ranchers who raise quality, locally grown food products for you to enjoy. At the market, you can savor a variety of delicious prepared foods. The market offers fresh local ingredients for healthy dinners, a variety of quality meats from beef, chicken, and pork to seafood, along with seasonal fruits and vegetables. Taste the local goat cheeses from Two Rock Valley Goat Cheese. Sample the wonderful baked goods, jams, spices, and pastas. Everything you need to create memorable healthy dinners is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Open year-round, rain or shine, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Hello, this is Matt Marshall, the Director of Student Services for the Cotati Roanoke Park Unified School District. Now that the new year is here, many of you will be exploring educational options for your children. I'd like to invite all of you to explore the wonderful educational opportunities in our district. Open enrollment begins January 1st and goes through the end of February. Our Kinder Fair, which showcases all seven of our elementary schools, is on Thursday, January 24th at John Reed Elementary School in Roanoke Park. At the fair, you can participate in engaging activities with your child and learn all about our district's programs and curriculum. We invite students of all school ages to enroll in the district. We host a variety of thriving academic offerings and extracurricular options. More info at crpusd.org. Our vision is clear. All students are entitled to a successful education, and our focus is learning. Here's to a fabulous new year filled with wonder, curiosity, and engagement. Come join the Cotati Roanoke Park Unified School District family. Learning for a lifetime, committed to the future.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Fogline Vineyards is opening their tasting room to Sonoma County locals for a weekend of wine tasting January 26th and 27th. They'll be pouring their gold medal 2014 Russian River Pinot Noir and a
exclusive 2017 Flora, among others. Sonoma County residents can enjoy a free tasting of five Fogline wines and find a new favorite. Fogline Vineyards Open House for locals, Saturday and Sunday, January 26th and 27th, 12 to 4:30. FoglineVineyards.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Of many, many years of having our Redwood Empire rare fruit growers join us in the KSRO greenhouse at 20 plus years. They're a cordial group of folks, and because they're cordial, we should be sipping a marvelous cordial to welcome them. Keith from the Keith Liqueur Emporium in Santa Rosa. What have you brought us this year? Some eau de vie?
Well, this is something special. I'm going to lead into it. We have some really interesting members. One of whom was this woman, in her 20s, named Megan Lynch, who's a retired jazz singer. Her most popular CD was songs the Brothers Warner taught me, where she does jazz renditions of old cartoon song themes.
I'm loving it so far.
Yeah, so she got into fruit. And with her obsessive kind of focus that like got her into that, she focused in on carob, C-A-R-O-B. Yeah.
Hippie chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or for people who are allergic to chocolate.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, because very much so. If your mom was a hippie and she wanted to be healthy, she'd give you like little carob candies mm-hmm. instead of chocolate that you'd like hang on your tongue and let drop down onto your clothes.
You know something? My son still has nightmares of mom and me feeding him carob as a youngster when all the other kids were enjoying Hershey bars. Go ahead.
Well, you know, our tastes mature with us. You know, just like a kid doesn't like scotch either.
Yeah.
You know, they don't like carob, but it becomes a taste. So she got into carob, and carob has been widely planted through Southern California on freeway medians and such. And she started collecting those and looking at different varietals and seeing there's different ones in Australia and bringing them back. So she has decided to have a career in carob and is applying to different university agricultural programs. And she applied to us for one of our scholarships to help fund her with these applications. She can't really get scholarships at the school until she has qualified for application. Mm-hmm. So we gave her a $500 scholarship to apply to these schools, and that's active in the process right now. But one of the things she does is makes things out of carob. So what I've brought in today is a carob-infused rum.
Oh. Now that you said carob, I can smell it. Mm-hmm. I could not identify this until you said
it's
carob.
Tasty,
it's like that
huh?
chocolate raisin wow. flavor.
Okay, well, here goes nothing.
To my first ever carob rum liqueur
wow.
experience.
That's potent.
But it's also tasty.
It's very tasty.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Sippable.
Wow. Sorry. It tastes of carrot.
Yeah.
A carob and
And different
and
carobs taste yep. different, just like different apples taste different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. now with the climate change, more people are trying wow. to grow carob up here. So if you think about it, how rare it is to get good avocados up here, mm-hmm. it has to be like up in Cloverdale or in town where it's really hot overnight because of the heat that's absorbed by the roads. Carob is starting to make a comeback, and we've had members that have been talking and trying to find and grow carob trees up here.
I believe you can find carob trees growing in the parking lot of the Rayleigh's Shopping Center up in Windsor.
That is correct. One of our members, Eugene Dubik, always brings carob to the National Heirloom Exposition, and that's where he picks it up.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a great sipper, Keith, and thank you for
wow.
sharing with us. It's just marvelous.
Thank you. This would be good on ice cream.
Good morning, everybody. I plan on attending the CRFG sign exchange next week. I am wondering, will you have mulberry canes in particular?
Usually we do get mulberry canes. They come via the Sacramento Exchange. They always put in for a request for mulberries through the USDA's germplasm repository at Wolfskill. I'm not sure if the government shutdown has affected that this year. I do know that all those people are furloughed because I work with them for my PhD research, but we may have gotten that particular request in before that happened.
Lynn also writes, I've moved to a new place. There's a quince bush shrub here that probably hasn't been pruned in many years, about 6 feet tall, has several hundred canes growing from the center. Some canes are already beginning to bud. Now, should I wait until next year to prune, or could I prune and how if next week we have some clear weather? Thanks, that's Lynn.
Wait. Say that again. She has hundreds of branches coming out of
hundreds of canes growing from the center, is what she's saying.
Yeah. Did she say a tree?
It's a shrub.
She says tree / shrub.
It's probably more of a shrub. I definitely have one that's more of a shrub,
And you
too.
Have them at Luther Burbank,
I
don't
do.
You?
Yeah, I have his original Van Diemen quince that was planted in 1914. You can prune that pretty much any time. I mean, it's going to have really gorgeous flowers for the next couple of weeks whenever it starts opening. So if you want to cut some and have a nice little flower arrangement inside, it should last pretty decently for you. You can prune that pretty much any time of year, though. It depends on how much fruit you want. The other cool thing about quince is that quince is a universal acceptor for both pear and apple. And the reason why is that quince wakes up first in the spring, which is what we're noticing. So you can't really graft pear onto apple because pear wakes up first and apple's like, I'm not ready yet, and it'll starve the pear scion off that. But since quince wakes up first, you can put all of those kind of fruits onto it.
Wow, remarkable.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to add to the mulberries. This event we're having January 26th at 10 a.m. for the public to access hundreds of varieties of fruit tree cuttings. If you join the club, we do this all the time. It's just that this one event of the year is for the public. And many of us have quince. Mulberries. Okay. I've got a couple of varieties of white mulberries. I got a couple of varieties of black mulberries. We usually don't bring much because grafting mulberries is a low success rate. And planting them as sticks, you need to use root tone and bottom heat and a lot of attention and care. And the average person who's showing up to a scion exchange doesn't really know this, and they just try to graft it across. But you join, and then you're on the listserv, and we're all connected by communication, and we just ask each other. You know, and I'll bring some. If somebody wants, I'll bring white mulberries to the event next week specifically because of this request.
Marv,
they're great. White ones are great.
You still have your white mulberry,
mm-hmm.
Gwen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys are ripe, right moment, mm-hmm. They are outstanding.
We'll take a break at that point. We'll come right back. We can take more calls for our Redwood Empire Rare Fruit Growers members that are in the greenhouse with Gwen Kilcher this morning. 636-1350. Don't let this opportunity go by. I mean, certainly you want to go to the grafting scion exchange next Saturday, but that's going to be a madhouse, a joyful madhouse, but you won't have the intimate one-on-one conversational opportunity that you have this morning with our experts in the greenhouse. You can also shoot us an email if you have fruit tree related questions or any gardening questions, as always, steve@ksro.com.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Now that the seasons are finally changing, one thing is apparent. The state of the heating in your home is not going to cut it. Not for you, and certainly not for your guests. Hi, this is Pat Kerrigan. Instead of Googling furnace, why not put your trust in a local company? That's Henry Mechanical. Joe Henry's been heating and cooling homes and businesses in our area for the past 25 years. Is one area of your home too cold or too hot? For me, it's the living area. Not to worry, ask Henry Mechanical about Mitsubishi Zoned Comfort Solution. Yes, zoned heating and cooling solutions from Mitsubishi. Concentrate on the parts of your home or business that need help. You hear me talk about how important it is to shop local. Call Henry Mechanical at 707-838-3311. Local, friendly professionals who will survey your heating and cooling issues and fix them. Tell them Pat Kerrigan sent you, or go to henrymechanical.com. Couldn't we all use a little extra comfort right about now?
Hey, Sonoma County. thank you for making Cream's Heavy Duty Towing the number one rated heavy duty towing company in Sonoma County. Cream's Class A drivers are certified with the California Tow Truck Association and have successfully completed the heavy duty training course. Each driver is background checked and cleared with local law enforcement, so you can be assured you, your family, your staff, and equipment will be safe and secure. Creams has the equipment and expertise to tow or transport bobtails, tractors, trailers, motorhomes, limos, buses, service trucks, and all commercial vehicles. Don't scream. Call Creams. No rig too big. Creams Heavy Duty Towing is proud to be a family business locally owned in Sonoma County since 1977 and will proudly be here helping the community as we all recover and rebuild. Call Arlene at Creams. 707-588-1250.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Tune in every Thursday at 12:30 p.m. for Dr. Walter Tom of the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center on KSRO's Ask the Expert show. Dr. Walter Tom can help create the body you've always wanted with laser body sculpting, skin regeneration, laser and vein therapy, and other specialized treatments. Look younger by Monday with Dr. Walter Tom on KSRO's Ask the Expert show, every Thursday on 1350 AM and 103.5 FM KSRO.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Occasional rain for the weekend, overcast today at 62, 57 on the coast with possible showers, rain overnight, low 51, 52 on the shores. Periods of rain for tomorrow at 56, 54 in Bodega Bay. Monday, a few clouds at 60, 57 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Great Resort and Casino is now hiring.
It's fun, it's exciting, and it's like going to a concert. We always want to promote from within.
Apply today at greatresortcasino.com.
KSRO Greenhouse, we have the Redwood Empire Rare Fruit Growers Association. Well, we have three of the members. And Gwen Kilcher answering gardening questions this morning at 636-1350. Please put this on your calendar for next Saturday, the annual Scion Exchange at the Vets Building here in Santa Rosa, right across from the fairgrounds. If you're a member, you get in at 9 o'clock, general public at 10. And these Scions go like wildfire. We're glad to have them in this greenhouse this morning. You can reach them for a one-on-one consultation, anything in the world of gardening and especially fruit tree related questions, 636-1350 or steve@ksro.com. It's really that simple. Mitch, good morning and welcome to the show. What can we do for you? Hi.
Oh, good morning and Happy New Year's to you all.
Thanks.
My question pertains to two apple trees that are probably 12 years old. One's a Grav and the other's a Red Delicious. And the last 2 years, the apples have been really small, and the Red Delicious is not self-pollinating, so I'm doing the best I can. But my question pertains to how much of the new growth, because it's probably 3 foot of, I don't know what you call them, like stringers, the little long things, because I've tried to keep it in a reasonable size. Do I trim off all the new growth down to the old wood?
Who wants to tackle that question?
Oh, I'll tackle it.
Yeah? Okay.
No, I wouldn't trim all of the wood off. I do a lot of my trees in an espalier-type formation, and I usually trim back to a couple of buds on the new growth. What you're describing, that 3 foot, is the new growth, 1 year growth. And you wouldn't want to trim it all back. But trim your tree out and open it up. Give it some room to have some air circulation through it. One of my mentors years ago told me, if a bird can't fly through your tree, David, it's too thick. And I'd never do that, but that's what I should do.
Does that help you, Mitch?
Well, I've got them pretty thin. And then with regards to pruning, when we built these houses out here, it was one of George Dutton's old prune orchards. And I've got what's got to be, it's probably 5 feet in diameter with a lot of those, the new growth in 2 years and not trimming it, are like 10 feet tall. And my thought was, if I trim that, most of that new wood back, is that something? Because it went back to its native, whatever it was before it was grafted. It's a little yellow, tastes like a cross between a plum and an apricot, and they're delicious, but they're 99% seed.
Would that be a viable candidate
to graft to?
Yeah, that's a cherry plum. That's the rootstock that they use in the prune orchards around here.
Okay,
and they're wild. They're wild all over the place because the birds have dispersed them and other animals. But yes, that's the rootstock that you'll be buying next week at our sound exchange. If you want a plum rootstock, it's the Myroblin or Prunus sericifera. And yes, you can graft apricots and plums and pluots and apriums onto that. Apricots. You do not put peaches on that. However, as Rachel said earlier, you can make a fruit salad tree on a peach rootstock, but you wouldn't be able to do it on that rootstock unless you use the interstem, and we can talk about that later.
Well, thank you very much. I look forward to meeting y'all. And Gwen and Steve, I haven't forgot your oranges. I've just been busy as a one-armed paper hanger, so I will see you next Saturday with Mom's oranges.
Well said,
thank you, Mitch.
Delighted to talk to you. Let's grab another apple question while we're at it. Doris, welcome to Garden Talk Live at KSRO. Good morning, Doris. Hi, Doris. Oh, Doris. We'll give her another second or two. Is Doris there or not?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, what can we do for you?
I was given some beautiful Granny Smith apples.
You need to turn your radio down. We can't hear you.
Okay.
Okay. She's coming back. Here she is.
Anyway, I was given some beautiful Granny Smith apples, and I put some in the refrigerator, and went to use them a few days ago, they had brown spots on them and in them. And what is causing that?
Brown spots in the apples themselves, in the flesh?
Could be bitter pit from a lack of calcium in the soil, would be my guess, because I have a friend who has the same problem with his trees, and that's what they diagnosed it as. So tell your friend to add some calcium to her soil now, and hopefully the rain will absorb that and the roots will pick it up, and then she won't have a problem next year. Or it could just take a couple years before it kicks in. But that's about the... Or spray it on, too?
Also spray calcium.
Okay, spray it, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So spraying calcium would help with that, preventing that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It would be absorbed through the pores of the tree and also incorporated into the soil. So you know, if you follow the directions on the package, I don't know how much to use unless you guys know anything. It's kind of like hit and miss, really. But I would,
that'd be the recommendation.
Well, it's hard to, you know, you could go and get a soil test done. That's expensive for calcium. But if you buy a bag of calcium, maybe a five pound bag, sprinkle some of it in the ground and spray the rest of it on the plant. That will hopefully help.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Doris. We will be right back after this. We can take more questions for the Rare Fruit Growers and Gwen Kilcher at 636-1350. You can also shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com, and put it on your calendar before Garden Talk is over. The Rare Fruit Growers Scion Exchange next week at the Veterans Building across from the fairgrounds here in Santa Rosa. It's $5 to get in. If you become a member of the Redwood Empire chapter, you get in at 9 a.m., general public at 10. But either way, it's well worth $5.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Tom Sullivan. I'm here with you early afternoons. And big congratulations to Pat Kerrigan and KSRO on winning 2 Marconi Awards.
Does healthy eating habits fit into your New Year's resolution? Then shop the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market for fresh local produce. It's important to know where your food comes from, and you can meet the local farmers and ranchers who raise quality, locally grown food products for you to enjoy. At the market, you can savor a variety of delicious prepared foods. The market offers fresh local ingredients for healthy dinners, a variety of quality meats from beef, chicken, and pork to seafood, along with seasonal fruits and vegetables. Taste the local goat cheeses from Two Rock Valley Goat Cheese. Sample the wonderful baked goods, jams, spices, and pastas. Everything you need to create memorable healthy dinners is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Open year-round, rain or shine, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
There's a better way to garden and landscape in Sonoma County, and it starts at a Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road, just north of Todd in Santa Rosa.
Hi, Daniel R. Gibbs, botanical artist. I'm the award-winning resident licensed landscape designer and contractor. Our team has won first place 14 years in a row at the Sonoma County Fair's Hall of Flowers, and this year, our garden, Coastal Charisma, won Best of Show. I'm excited to be a part of Better Way Produce and Nursery. Our family would like to invite you to come see our old-fashioned, easy-to-shop nursery. We have great discounted landscape packages, including plants, hardscape, irrigation, design, and other outdoor needs for your garden. Don't miss our koi pond, small spaces demonstration gardens, complete with water features and nearly 1,000 plant species.
A Better Way Produce and Nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road, just north of Todd. A Better Way Produce and Nursery, open 7 days a week, 9 to 4:30.
It's your show. It's Garden Talk Live at KSRO in Santa Rosa. Steve Garner, along with Gwen Kilcher and the Rare Fruit Growers, are with us. Dear folks, this is from Renzo Lazzarini. He said, I love this program, so we'll be glad to answer your question. He says, I'd like to ask about artichokes. Can you transplant them to make more plants, or do I have to buy more plants? Who wants to tackle that one?
I could tell you real quick, because I have to do that tomorrow. If the plant is big enough and you can see several plants in the clump there where they have multiplied, then get a nice sharp knife and you can cut the baby off, make sure it has a root system to it, and then pull that off and go ahead and transplant it and keep the original plant in its spot. But yeah, you can dig up those babies and transplant them. And now would be a good time to do it if your soil's workable.
This is a question for all the folks that lost landscaping, especially fruit trees, in the fire. This is something we've not been asked on Garden Talk in
right?
the past year and a half, and that is, can you graft burned suckers?
Absolutely. Like my grandfather, the salesman, used to say, every sucker is an opportunity. So as long as you know what that tree used to be, you can come with your target list of what kind of fruit you want, and we can help you pick out things that you might like to put on there. So if you had an apple tree, you can have an apple tree again.
Have you been getting questions about this, Keith?
Yeah, I take questions through our website about this, and I've had quite a number of people that have dealt with their burnt house, and now they're turning to look at the orchard, and the tree was either totally burnt or partially burnt, and there's suckers coming up from the root base. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got a 10, 20, 30-year-old root base there. If you graft onto it, that's like a 10-year jump on buying any kind of a tree from a nursery. So if you have a specific variety in mind, bring your list to the Scion Exchange and go through the pile. It's all laid out alphabetically, tables and tables and tables. So if you want an apple, you want to know which of the 300 kinds of apples we're going to be giving away that you want to pick from. Or you can just take a chance.
So when the apple tree had burned down, you have suckers coming up. So would the person have to just use one of those suckers and then graft a scion to that? Or could they take a number of suckers and graft different varieties of trees on that? What would you do?
What I've seen is you'll get 6 to 20 suckers coming up.
Right.
I would suggest take off all but 4. Leave one on each side of that stump and graft something different to each of those 4, and you'll be amazed at how fast it's going to grow.
It's a great idea.
You don't want too many suckers because they will take life and juice out of those roots that you want to push into your new growth.
Dave, you picked some apples this morning, too.
I did. I have a Lady Williams apple here that I picked off of my tree as I was leaving my place this morning to come. It is my latest apple. It's still crisp and flavorful. It is the mother tree for the variety Pink Lady that a lot of you probably know. It also has a sister sibling that was also of that same cross that's called Sundowner. These were all bred in Australia, I think, maybe New Zealand, remember? Well, I think it's Australia. They're very sensitive to scab, so we have a wet spring, they will spot the fruit a lot, but that doesn't matter. You know, if you spray a little bit with sulfur, that's fine, or don't spray, you'll just have some fruit that don't look too good. But we're going to pass these around now. You'll find that they're still good. And I pick my Pink Ladies around Thanksgiving, my Sundowners around Christmas, and my Lady Williams after the first of the year.
Arlene, good morning and welcome to Garden Talk. You're on with the Rare Fruit Growers. Hi.
Oh, hi. Yes, I think I met Dave. I think it's the same Dave a few years ago. I have a Burbank Sultan Plum, which is a really rare tree in my backyard, and I gave him some scions, and I have more. And I do you remember that?
I do remember that, and unfortunately, my little graft of that one did not survive for some reason. That is, you know Sultan Plum, Rachel, and it is a great plum. It's not grown much here, but it's still grown in Australia now as one of their main varieties, I believe.
That's true, and we would love to have a bag of those scions if you happen to want to be willing to bring them to us.
Yes, I do, and I have them, and I've them marked up, and the tree is, we've lived here about 35 years. The tree was old then. Half of it fell down, and it's, the other half is still there. It's still producing, and they're the best. Every time anybody ever has one, they say it's the best plum they've ever had. They're freestone. They're big and juicy purple, and the skin is purple, the flesh is purple. They're like a, they're an incredibly good plum. So I will cut the scions. I haven't cut scions yet, but the problem is I can't get over to the exchange on Saturday. So I was wondering if I could bring them over to Dave's house or Rachel at the Burbank Garden Center or anything like that.
You could drop them off with me at the Home and Gardens, and I can make sure they get
there. Yes, I will do that.
Certainly.
Great.
Wow.
That's great. And they're really, they're amazing. And it always it starts blooming in February with beautiful white cloud blossoms. Like, I guess it's a Japanese cross he did. Is that what it is? Japanese?
Yeah, it is a Japanese cross, and it has like a magnificent, almost like cinnamon note to it. It's a very unique plum. And they don't have a very long shelf life, which is probably why it hasn't remained a very commercial success, but it's a magnificent plum to have in your backyard.
Yes, great. Well, there'll be some scions there then.
Thank you so much.
I've got to taste this before my time is up. Okay.
Well, I'm hoping. Okay. Well, hopefully, you know, it depends on, you know, it's one of those things, it's very dependent. If it starts to rain during the blossoming and the bees can't get at it, it won't pollinate, okay. And then we don't get We didn't even know it was fruited. We thought it was ornamental for the first couple of years. And then it was a drier spring, and we got amazing crop.
Oh, so. I'm so glad you called, Arlene. And, I'm so glad you caught the show today. Thanks so much.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Connecting plum lovers all throughout Northern California. It's Garden Talk live at KSRO. You can reach us at 636-1350 for the remaining 7-8 minutes of the show with the Redwood Empire Rare Fruit Growers and Gwen Kilcher. Make sure you can also contact us at steve@ksro.com with an email question and put on your calendar the 26th of January, next Saturday, for the annual Rare Fruit Growers sign exchange at the Veterans Building here in Santa Rosa.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Does healthy eating habits fit into your New Year's resolution? Then shop the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market for fresh local produce. It's important to know where your food comes from, and you can meet the local farmers and ranchers who raise quality, locally grown food products for you to enjoy. At the market, you can savor a variety of delicious prepared foods. The market offers fresh local ingredients for healthy dinners, a variety of quality meats from beef, chicken, and pork to seafood, along with seasonal fruits and vegetables. Taste the local goat cheeses from Two Rock Valley Goat Cheese. Sample the wonderful baked goods, jams, spices, and pastas. Everything you need to create memorable healthy dinners is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Open year-round, rain or shine, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
DJ Sash and Glass is a full-service windows and glass family business that has served Sonoma County since 1960. DJ's makes it easy to replace your old, drafty, hard-to-open windows, improve the look and value of your home with reliable, energy-efficient Milgard replacement windows. You don't have to worry about disposing of your old windows. DJ Sash and Glass makes it easy to get your home improvement project done. And shower doors and enclosures are just a phone call away at DJ Sash and Glass. DJ specializes in custom shower doors and custom mirrors for your new or replacement bathroom project. Call DJ Sash and Glass today for windows and your shower door replacement. Add a touch of class to your glass with DJ Sash and Glass. 2985 Wilgen Court. Call 546-7344 and online at djsglass.com.
Win a Lexus, cash, and more this month at Grayton Resort and Casino. Play to enter the Drive Away in Luxury drawing on January 25th, where you could win a Lexus. Plus, more ways to win than anywhere else. Multiplier Wednesdays, get up to 7 times the points. Thursdays, turn points into slot play. And win up to $30,000 in prizes in the Good Fortune slot tournaments. Best of all, sign up for Grayton Rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GraytonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Before we go back to our Redwood Empire Rare Fruit Growers Association and take some more Garden Talk questions, we want to chat for about a minute with Pat Kerrigan, who is downtown at Courthouse Square for the Women's March this morning. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning to you, Steve. It is kind of a misty, drizzly day. Everything's dampened, but the spirits down here, I would say right now, there are about 1,500, 2,000 people in the square in Santa Rosa to celebrate the Women's March. Speakers get underway here at 11, so just shortly. And then the march really right around Courthouse Square. Streets will be closed between 11:30 and 1 o'clock this afternoon. This is one of three Women's Marches officially going on in Sonoma County today. The other in Sonoma on the plaza, and the third for the very first time, the city of Petaluma is taking part in Walnut Park. So it is a festive atmosphere, very colorful, few anti-Trump signs, as you can imagine, but lots of great spirit here, Steve, and I think that's going to be the order of the day.
How long are the activities going to go on today?
Well, between, as I said, the speakers at 11 and then the march at noon, probably I would say until about 1 o'clock, 1:30 on the outset. So we are just about to get underway, and a lot of people are turning out today, Steve.
Marvelous. Thanks for that, Pat. Enjoy the day. Take care. Pat Kerrigan, live from Courthouse Square in downtown Santa Rosa. Back to the calls we go from Sebastopol. Dave, you have a question or comment for us. Welcome to Garden Talk.
Hi, yes, rare fruit growers. I joined last year, and halfway through the year, my magazine was thrown away. And how do I show proof that I joined last year?
You should be on the list.
We get a list from national.
Give them the name.
We have a national membership list.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And so come in early, like between 8:30 and 9, and we'll check and make sure that you're on there. You know, members get in at 9, so we'll probably be opening up at 8:30 to, like, pre-approve members. Okay. And if you're not on the list, talk to me, Keith, and we'll figure it out.
You can always go online and rejoin, just pay some dues in advance, and you're sure you're on that way, and bring your PayPal receipt. That'll be easy, too.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave. That's Dave from Sebastopol, 636-1350, or steve@ksro.com. We're having a really difficult morning because we're sipping carob rum liqueur. What beautiful plant did you bring in for Gwen today?
This is a Fort Ross Gravenstein. Most of the Gravensteins around here came, and people know the story, they came from Europe and were brought over, and a lot of Italians planted them and such. But the Russians were here with their early Fort Ross colony, and they had brought along some apple trees themselves, including what they call a Gravenstein. And it was in the 1920s, one of the last trees was going, and a Sebastopol farmer was asked to go out and get a couple cuttings and graft up a couple, and he did one for them and one for himself. And then in the 80s, I believe it was, I remember Terry Harrison, that at the time had Sonoma Antique Apple Nursery, got from that 60-year-old tree some cuttings and made some more for the farmer and some for himself. So we accessed Terry's trees and got cuttings, because it was only two or three or four trees known. And through the Scion Exchange, passed them all out and got them all spread out and rescued them back from the last one or two tree. Now, because it's a state park, you're not allowed to go there and get any, but you can still get them through us. But that's not the only Gravenstein story around.
Well, you have to do it in 20 seconds.
20 seconds. I don't know if we can do that in 20 seconds.
Well, you've wasted 5 seconds.
I know. Maybe we should just tell people that you can go on our website if you're not sure what kind of fruit that you want, and look at our tasting results that we have for many years. And so you just go crfg-redwood.org. And there's a lot of really great information for things that other people really like, and that might help you pare down your list from our thousands of varieties. We're also planning on separating our cider apples from our fresh eating apples this year, so that will make it a little bit easier for people to access the things that they want.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Keith.
Thank you, thank you.
And thank you, listeners. I know we'll have a great turnout next Saturday, the 26th, at the Vets Building in Santa Rosa. Get there early, become a member, and enjoy the Scion Exchange. Gwen, we'll see you next week.
Yes, you will.
For the Olive King himself, Don Land is sitting in with us. Coming up next from Scotland, Fiona Bird, live in studio, a master forager, joins Chef John Ash on the Good Food Hour. That's next.